Today's Shia Maseftas and Hedin Daf Kuf Dalad. We will begin in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma Gedoyla Lagima. Serving food is very important. Shirchika Shtei Mishpachas B'Yisrael, because two families did not do so, they have been distanced from Klal Yisrael. Shnemar, we know, the pasuk says, "Lo yovah money mayavi b'kal Hashem ad dor asiri lo yovah lehem b'kal Hashem." Even after many generations, they may not enter Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, "Why advar ashlekid maschem b'lechem emayim?" When they didn't come out to greet us with food and water. And Rishonim ask a question, Ramban and Chumash already asks a question, that when Klal Yisrael wanted to go through Eretz Sichon, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked them to allow us to travel through Eretz Sichon, he says that the B'nai Seir and the B'nai Moav did allow us to have, did invite us and did give us food. So how's the Pasuk saying, Advar Shlakidm Leschem, Lechem ubemayim? And there are many terutzim given. One terutz, the Mashog says, is that actually the Gemara here says that Ammon and Moav are the two nations that we can't accept Gerim from. Ammon, because they didn't offer us food. Moav did offer us food, but Moav did a different Avera. And we'll discuss that later in our parak. They hired Bilam. Another pshat is that the Ibn Ezra takes this approach, is that the claim against Ammon and Moav is not specifically that they didn't offer us food, but they should have had a karas hatoif to Klal Yisrael, because the entire creation of these two nations came from, we remember the story with Lot, that Avram, that was saved because of Avram Avinu, and that they should have offered to us the food for free. They made us pay, which the Ramban is not satisfied with. Why should they give it to us for free? But Ibn Ezra takes an interesting approach. He says, I, they'll say that they didn't have the funds to give it to us for free. When they needed to have money to pay Bilam, they had. So when you needed money, you had. But to offer Klal Yisrael the food for free, that they didn't have. Chasam Sofer takes a different approach. His approach is that what the claim against Ammon and Moav is that they didn't offer us, not only didn't they offer us food, but they also, as we also discussed later in our parak, tripped us up with the Benois Moav. That's the claim against Moav. Another issue is that, another way that the Rishonim try to answer this question is, it isn't that everybody in Moav participated in not greeting us. It was only most of the people. So the food that Moshe Rabbeinu referred to were the individuals who indeed sold us food. But most of the people did not want to give us food, and that's why the Torah says, "Al dvarash lekid maschem, lechem v'mayim." Rabbi Yochanan today, Omar, he makes a much broader statement. Merchekes is a krivim, not offering food distances people who ought to be close. On the other hand, mekareves as a rechaikim, the Gemara is going to explain each one of these things, makes close those who are far. Malemes ayim and rishoyim, it helps us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignore the rishoyim. Even a Navi Habal has Hashra Shechina by offering Klal Yisrael food. And even if by accident food wasn't offered, it still has very serious repercussions. And the Gemara explains each one of these statements. Merchakas as a Krivim is what we just learned, Me'aman Amayev, that even though Aman Amayev, as we said, are our relatives, still because they didn't offer us food, they were distanced. U'mekareves as a Rechaikim, Meyisroy, we know Yisroy. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Beschar Kurena Lo Yoichel Lechem. The daughters of Yisroy met Moshe Rabbeinu by the well, and Yisroy immediately tells them, "Well, why don't you invite him to our home?" Zochu Bnei Bana V'Yoshua B'Lishkas Hagozes. Ultimately, Moshe married Tzipora, the daughter of Yisroy, and ultimately Yisroy came and became part of Klal Yisroel to the degree that his descendants were members of the Sanhedrin. Shenemar, and we're going to discuss this also more at length on Daf Kuvov, Amin Aleph, Mitzvah Shem, Mishpachas Seifrim, The Gemara is going to explain each word of this pasuk. We'll do it then. Yosh v'yavitz, tarosim, shemosim, sukhoisim, heima hakinim, hamor machmas, avi beis rechem. They're all from the nation of Kini. Who are the Kinim? V'ksiv hasam. We know, u'b'nei Kini, chaisim ma'isha, b'nei Kini, who was Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, Yisrael, olo mir atarim es b'nei Yehuda, midba b'Yehuda, ash v'negev arad, v'yel v'yeshiv midbar. So they, not only did they join Klal Yisrael, but they were ultimately members of the Sanhedrin. Midba Yehuda, ash v'negev arad, v'yeshiv es'am, they became members of Klal Yisrael. U'malemes ayim in arishoim, this is how we got into the sugya. We discussed at the end of yesterday's shir that Micha, who had Avodah Zarah, and one opinion that we said in yesterday's shir is that he already took the Avodah Zarah with him as we were going through Yam Suf, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish him because he was a tremendous Machnas Oirach. Mashra Shechina on Nevi HaBaal, it caused the Shechina to rest even on people who are Nevi HaBaal. Mechaveroi Shal Idoi Hanavi, from Ida Hanavi's colleague, I'll say the story in a moment. The Ksiv, Vihi Heim Yoshma al Shulchan, they were sitting at the table, Vihi Dvar Hashem al Navi Asher Yeshivai, and the word of Hashem came to this Navi. Story is as follows. Parsha Melochim. Ida Hanavi was sent with a message from Hashem to Yeravim. We discussed a lot Yeravim in our Sugis, Yeravim ben Avot, to stop being Oved Avodah Zarah. He brought the idols into Klal Yisrael, one in the north and one in the south. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Ida Hanavi very exact instructions. He said, go speak to Yeravim ben Nevat with this message. And when you finish giving him this message and you go back home, number one, don't take the same route that you took coming. And number two, don't eat anything till you get home. He's going home and he meets an individual who is a Navi Sheker. And the Navi Sheker invites him to his home to come for a meal. And instead of saying, well, I got instructions, I'm not supposed to, he went. And as he's sitting in that person's home and eating, this Navi Sheker, a Navi HaBaal, gets a real Nevuah from Hashem, saying, because you didn't follow the instructions, you will be killed. And ultimately, that's what happened to Ida Navi. When he went home, he got attacked by a lion. So here we have an individual who is a Navi HaBaal, a Navi Sheker, but because he invited Ida HaNavi to eat at his table, he was Zoycha to hear a Nevuah. V'shigosei Oyel Zodin, even if by accident somebody doesn't offer you a meal, it still has very serious repercussions. Domer Yehuda Merav, El Moli Hilvei Yoinesen LaDavid, had Yoinesen lent David Shtei Kikris Lachem, two loaves of bread, that's always the shear that we always use in Shas as the minimum size of a meal. Like Nehega Noivir Kahanim, Noivir Kahanim wouldn't have been killed. Like Nitrog Daya Gedomi, I'll explain this in a moment. Like Nerog Shoyl Vishloish Yisponov. So as, again, to review the story, we recall that Shoal and David were adversaries. But David wasn't quite sure what was Shoal's attitude towards him. But we know that David and Yonason were very close friends, Yonason, the son of Shaul. So David asked Yonason to really get a feel what his father, where his father stands. And he saw that his father really was not happy with David and was going to attack David. And he told it to him. David, hearing this, immediately fled. He fled to the city of Noiv Ira Kahanim. And as he got to the city of Noiv Ira Kahanim, Achimelech, the Kohen, was the chief of that city. David, he was under the impression that David was the son-in-law of Shaul, that he was Shaul's, so to speak, right-hand man. And David told him that he's here as a message, as a emissary of Shaul, and he has nothing to eat. And then Achimelech gave him food and weapons and everything. Doeg, who was a confidant of Shaul and an enemy of David, went running to Shaul, telling him, look what they did, how they're supporting your enemy. And Shaul came and killed out the entire city of Noiv Ira Kahanim. Ultimately, because Noiv Ira Kahanim was completely eradicated, Doeg was killed. Actually, we'll discuss Doeg, we'll discuss him again. And furthermore, Shaul and three of his sons were killed. And ultimately, we also learned earlier in our parak that David was punished. All because of that one incident. And how could have that all been avoided? If when Yonasan told David that he has to run away, he just would have given him two loaves of bread. So he wouldn't have had to ask Achimelech for any food, and all of this could have easily been avoided. So even though Yonasan just wasn't thinking, because as I said earlier, the model of a close friendship is actually David and Yonasan. He just forgot to offer him the food. Look what a tragic events came because he wasn't the Karafim. Ask the Gemara. Ochas, when we speak about the kings who don't have a share of Olam Haba, ask the Gemara, why is Ochas omitted? Even though he didn't act appropriately, his father and his son did. Yosem was his father, and his son is Chizkiyo. And actually, this is something that has halachic ramification. We know that Beis Sivan is called the Yoim HaMiyuchas. And the halachas, we don't say Tachnun on Beis Sivan. Why? It says Tupshat. One is because that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Klal Yisrael, Atam Tiyuli, Mamlechas Koyan V'Goy Kaddish. But another pshat that the Paisikim say is, the day before Beis Sivan is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The day after Beis Sivan are the Shlosh Yimei Egbola. So since it's sandwiched in between such days, it itself is a Meyuchas. The same thing here. Because Ochaz was sandwiched between Yosem and Chizkiyo, so he's considered a Meyuchas. Rav Yosef Amar, Mnei Shayoh, Yilei Boishas Panim Yishayoh. He was embarrassed from Yishayoh. Shenemar, V'yayim Hashem al Yishayoh, Tsei no lekras Ochaz, go greet Ochaz, Ata v'shoy Yoshev bincha, you and your son Shayoshev, Aktsei talas habrecha al yoyna, but he oper pool, a mesila stei koivis. My koivis, ikad armi dekhev shinu la'ape, v'cholof, when he saw Yishaya, he was embarrassed, and he turned away. V'ikad armi, uchle dekotzri sochef areshe, he put on a big wash basin on his head, so Yishaya shouldn't be able to see him, v'cholof, till Yishaya passed away. And the farshim say, beautiful pshat. There are two reasons, there could be two causes why somebody would do an Aveira. Either because he's a Baal Taiva, the person just wants to do an Aveira, or he's Lahachas. How do we know why somebody does an Aveira? So the Mepharshim say, if he's embarrassed that he did an Aveira, it's a proof that he only did it for Taiva, not Lahachas. The fact that when Ochas saw Yishaya, he was embarrassed, he turned away, he tried to cover himself up, is an indication that he did it because he couldn't control himself. But it doesn't speak to an inherent rishis in him, and therefore he isn't considered that bad. Continues the Gemara. Neymar loimanu as amoin. Why is amoin not included in as one of the kings that don't have Olam Haba? Answers the Gemara. Mnei kvodesh al Yishayo. Because Yishayo, whose son, was a tzaddik. Ask the Gemara, Menashe Lami Lo Nimni, why is Menashe should also not be considered as one of the kings that don't have Olam Haba, because he had a great father, as we learned, Mekvodesh Shal Cheskiyo. Says the Gemara, Bro Mezaka Abba, a son can help a father, the Abba La Mezaka Bro, but not a father can help a son. The Ksiv Emi Yodi Matzel. So therefore, Cheskiyo being his father isn't a help for Menashe, but Yoshio being Amon's son is a help, and therefore says the Gemara, "Ein Avram matzal Yishmol. Avram can't help Yishmol. Ve'ein Yitzchak matzal is Esav. Yitzchak can't help Esav." Says the Gemara, "Hash dasa la'achi." Now we've said this. Achis nam la'imni. Achis wasn't mentioned because he had a son. Menashe kvodesh shel Chizkiyo, and if you have a good son, it'll help you. So Farshim discuss. What's the difference that that a son can help a father, but a father can't help a son? So Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Elef HaLechah Shlomo, says a very simple pshat. A son, a child, is an extension of his parents. So even if the parent isn't doing the right thing, but if the children act appropriately, it's considered as if the father acts appropriately. The Mashal takes the concept a step further. The Mashal says, children aren't mushrooms. They just don't grow up from the air. If you see somebody acting the way he's supposed to act, acting properly, he must have picked it up from his parents. So even if we see that the father's a Rasha, but if even the father's a Rasha, but he has good children, that came from somewhere. must have come from the parents. I saw a beautiful vart, a beautiful vart. The Chasam Sofer says this vart, this vart I've said previously. The Pasuk says, V'sircha Hashem alakecha v'pri vitnecha, says the Chasam Sofer. The Rambam says, Ashrei mi shekalu yomav b'mehira. Actually, it's really better that a person should finish his life very quickly. We come to the world with a purpose. We should do what we're supposed to do and go back. Why do we have arichas yomim? Why should we have arichas yomim? So that we can be able to educate our children. Vayisircha Hashem alekecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves us in this world. You know why? B'pri bitnecha. For our children. That we should be able to serve as models and be able to be mechanech our children and our grandchildren. The pasuk says, "Vavram zoken bo b'yomim, v'Hashem beirich es Avram b'kol." So the question is obvious. Avram zoken bo b'yomim. Avram was an old man. Why was he an old man? He finished his goal. He finished his tachlis. He should have been taken from the world. V'Hashem beirich es Avram b'kol. What did the Gemara say? V'Hashem beirich es Avram b'kol. The bas hayoloi, then hayoloi. He had children. That's why he was zoken bo b'yomim. That's why he was left to be in the world as an old man, to influence and educate his children. And with this, I never knew pshat in this till now. There's a minig that every siddur has this minig. It says in the siddur that after you say halal and Rosh Chodesh, a school of farichas yomim is to say the pasuk v'avram bo b'yomim v'Hashem beirich es Avram b'kol. Why? I never understood this. The answer is every Rosh Chodesh we have to remind ourselves that lesson of the pasuk of Avram Baba Yomim. If we remember the lesson of Avram Baba Yomim, why should we remain in this world? Because Hashem Berech Avram Bakol, that we should be able to influence and educate our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. That's why we're deserving of Arichas Yomim. So that's why it says in the Siddur, school of Arichas Yomim, the school of Arichas Yomim is to say this pasuk and remember the lesson of this pasuk every Rosh Chodesh. But now, our Gemara says, Bra mazaka Abba. Abba loy mazaka bra. So the Rajva already asks in the Tshuvas, but we know there's a concept of Schus Avos. What happens to Schus Avos? So the Rajva, I think he quotes from Shri Ragon, says that Schus Avos is only for Olam Haza. Schus Avos can't help us in Olam Haba. Bra mazaka Abba is not only in Olam Haza, it's even in Olam Haba. Another teretz that the Rishonim give is certainly, if the Abba has a mind to try to be mezaka to help the son, then Schus Avos works. But it doesn't work automatically. In fact, the Mefarshim ask, we know that David HaMelech, when Avshalom was killed, was mespal of Avshalom. The Gemara says he said Avshalom's name 7 times, and he schlepped him out of Gehenim. So we see a father can help his son even in Olam Haba. So they say that Avshalom is a unique situation because he already got killed in this world, so it was easier to help him. Or the one that, so to speak, was Avshalom's adversary was his father David, so it was only appropriate that David could help him get out of Gehenim. Normally a father can't. There's a famous and powerful medrash quoted by the Sefer Chassidim. The Zohar actually quotes it also. He says Rabbi Kiva was once walking on the road. And he met an individual who was black. Dark. It looked like he was burnt. And he was schlepping a big package. Rabbi Kiva asked, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm not from this world. I'm from the other world. And I already finished my Gehenim, and that's why I'm burnt. I was a terrible Rasha. But I can't be put into Gan Eden because I didn't leave over any children who could do anything on my behalf." So he said, "You had children?" He said, "Yeah, children. But I didn't give them any Jewish education." So he said, "Where did you live?" So he told him where he lived and where he had a child. And Rabbi Kiva went to that city and met that child. The child didn't even have a bris milah. Rabbi Kiva made a bris milah for the child. And then he wasn't a child anymore. And then he started learning with him. And he didn't have the ability, he wasn't absorbing anything. So the Medrash says Rabbi Kiva sat 40 days in a tainus, in a fast, that this child should be able to learn. After 40 days, he started opening up his head, and Kiva taught him how to learn, and how to daven, and how to do mitzvahs. And then the child said Kaddish for his father, and davened Father Amid Davin as a Shlich Tziva for the father, and the father came back to Rekiva. He says, Tanuach as Datcha, Shinach Desdati. Now that my child said Kaddish for me, I was able to go into Gan Eden. And that's why the Paiskim say, it's so important that a child should never miss saying a Kaddish for a parent that he's an Avil for. And the Paiskim go further to say, we know that Avelis is not on Shabbos. But Kaddish, if somebody's an Avil, he says on Shabbos. Because the Kaddish is so important for the Neshama, that even on Shabbos and Yontif, the Kaddish must be said. But, according to what I'm now discussing, it's perhaps specifically only a child who should say a Kaddish for a father. Because the Gemara says, Brum Zak L'Abba. What about somebody else saying a Kaddish? Many Paiskim, based on this Gemara, indeed suggest that only a child's Kaddish has this power of Brum Zak L'Abba. Someone else's Kaddish doesn't really help. There are Paiskim that say that if you specifically have in mind that you're doing something for a Neshama, even though you're not a child, it does help. Mr. Brewer seems to say this. Furthermore, I saw interesting Paiskim that say, very interesting, that they say that if a child, of course, L'chatchila, as I just said, a child should say Kaddish for a father. That much Derech Eretz a child should have, Kivud Aveim. But if a child can't say Kaddish, if he pays someone else, so the fact that he took from his pocket money to pay somebody else to say Kaddish on behalf of his father, that also could be included in the category of Brah Mazak al Abba. I did see an interesting psak from the Satmar Rebbe that a father should never say Kaddish for a child. If Rachmana Litzlan, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem, somebody loses a child and there needs to be a Kaddish said for that child, it should never be the father. First of all, Al-Gemar says Abba lo Mazak al Brah. And furthermore, the Satmar Rebbe says that who says that the child wasn't taken from the world because of the Averis of the father? So now, the father, by doing Averis, might have been the cause that this person left the world. And now he's going to be the one to say Kaddish? Therefore, the Satmar Rebbe says that a father, even if he's able to say Kaddish, should not be the one to say Kaddish for a child. They should hire someone else. There are different menhagim that don't agree with that. One more point. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu can't be Matzli Yishmol. So Mefarshim asks, Rashi says in Chumash already that Yishmol the Tshuva. So why does Avraham Avinu have to be Matzel him? Obviously, it's not poshut that Yishmol the Tshuva. Another pshat that I saw is that even if Yishmol the Tshuva, certainly Yishmol's descendants, as we only well know, didn't do Tshuva. And Avraham is not able to be Matzel the future generation of Yishmol because Abba le Mezakeh Barah. Says the Gemara. Why wasn't Yoyakim mentioned as one of the Malachim that don't have Olam Haba? Answers the Gemara Mishum Rav Chiya Bar Avuya. Because of the incident, we learned this already, that Pei Beis with Rav Chiya Bar Avuya. Don Rav Chiya Bar Avuya. Ksiv al Gugulosoi Shal Yoyakim. On the skull of Yoyakim it was written, Zois V'Oyracheres. Says the Gemara the following episode. So came the Rav Preda, the grandfather of Rapeba, Ashkegar Golosa Davikoshadja Bishore Yerushalayim. He found the skull rolling around in the streets of Yerushalayim. The Ksibe, and on the skull was written, Zois V'Oyracheres. Kavra, so he attempted to bury it, V'Layigbura, and it just came right back out. Kavra, again he tried to bury it, V'Layigbura. It wasn't going. Amar, Gugulosim Shayakim Hu, the Ksibe, Gulosim Shayakim Hu, this must be Yoyakim's skull. The ksibe that the pasuk says regarding Yoyakim, kvuras chamor yikover schoiva hashlech. He'll be buried like a donkey strewn on the street. Amma, however, he said, Malkahu, he's a king. It's inappropriate that he should be treated so disrespectfully. Karcha b'shroi, he wrapped it in silk for oisva b'sifson, he put it into a box. Chazisa davisa, his wife comes home, and she sees the skull. Whose skull must it be? Sovra. She assumed, Hadi itis a kamaisahu. It must be the skull of his first wife, the Lord Kaminshale, that he doesn't forget her. And that's why he wrapped her skull to be a reminder. And Farshim point out, normally the skull of a male and a female isn't the same. So she should have been able to tell it's a male skull, not a female skull. So some say because it was buried so many times, it was already mutilated. Others say that was part of the story, that she shouldn't recognize that it wasn't the first wife's skull. So in her anger, Shagur tanura v'kalsa. She threw it into the furnace and it got burned. Hanid iksiv zois v'oyra cheres. Mefarshim say, why did he get this double punishment? Because the Gemara that we learned in the previous year, he had on his aver written, and he also did other averis. He said that we don't need God's light. So he said these two things, so he got a double punishment. Tanya. We remember, just to quickly review an episode, another episode. Chizkia got very ill. The reason he got very ill was because he didn't get married. The reason he got married was because he knew that he's going to have a son like Menashe, a Rasha. And Yeshayahu comes to him and says to him, "Behad the kafshid rachman alam alach. It's not your job to think about God. We have an my da'afdus alach alasois. We have an obligation to what we have to do. You have to get married and have children. What will be, God runs the world." Says the Gemara. Tanya, Aram Shimon Elazar, a tragic set of events. B'shvil hatoy b'necho asisi. Chizkiyo says to Hashem, I don't deserve to be sick. I always acted correctly. Which is a strong statement to make and an inappropriate statement to make. So that, therefore, when Yeshayo comes and tell him, you will get better, instead of just accepting what Yeshayah says, he says, Ma'ois, give me a sign that I'm right, which was inappropriate also. Doesn't have to. If the Navi says it, you should believe it. B'shvil Ma'ois, because he did this, and again, this is a concept, as the Ordem of Farshim explained, of Aveira Gereris Aveira, Nachrim Ochor Al Shulchanai. He had a situation that the Akum ain't on his table. And B'shvil Shenachrim Ochor Al Shulchanai, once that was, instead of having Klai Yisrael by his table, he had the Nachrim. Gorim Golus Labonim. That caused that his children should go into Golus. It says Gemara. Messiah L'Chizkiyot. This supports what Chizkiyot said. I'm a Chizkiyot. Kol Mezamen of the Kechavim L'Tach Beisai. Whoever invites Akim to his home. Mesham Shalav. Gorim Golus Labonim. Shenemar. U'bonech ha-shiyetz mimcha ha-shiteilid. Yichu. V'yu sarisim b'heichel melech bavol. They're going to end up being attendants in the king's palace. V'yismachaleim, Chizkiya v'yireim, it says the Gemara, V'yismachaleim, Chizkiya v'yireim is called Beis Nechoysa. Chizkiya greeted them and showed them his home. As a kesev as a zov, as a besomim, as a shemen atoif. Omer Rab, my Beis Nechoysa. What's the definition of Nechoysa? Ishta hishkusa aleim. He took his wife to service them. A Nechoysa means to deduct. How was a woman created? Chava was taken from a bone that was taken out of Adam. What was Chizkiya's thinking? The Farshim said the Chizkiya knew that Klai Yisrael would have to service the Akum. So he assumed that if his wife does it, with that he'll be able to solve all the issues. But it didn't. B'Shmuel Amar, Beis Genozev Harav Lahem. He showed him his treasure houses, and it caused an iron horror. B'Yochan Amar, Zayin Ochel Zayin Harav Lahem. He had weapons made out of a metal that was stronger than the metal that other weapons were made out of, that his metal should be able to destroy the other metals. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Eicha. Eicha begins Eicha Yoshua Bodad. Amar Rav Amar Rav Yochanan. Memnai Ma'alocha Yisroa Ba'Eicha. Why would Klai Yisroa, the word Eicha is the first three parakim of Megillus Eicha begin with that word. Menesha Avru Ashloish Veshisha Krisha Shibatayra. The word Eicha is a Gematria 36. And we know the first Mishnah Masech Krisis list 36 Averis for which there is the Oynish of Karis because it is Avera. Amar Rav Yochanan. We look at these parakim, they go with the alabays. They violated the Torah. Shenitna the alaf base. That's written with the alabays. The pasuk continues to say, Yoshua bodad. Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti, Oisav Yishka Yisrael betach bodad ein Yaakov, el Eretz Dogen, v'tiroish, af shemav yar futal. Echshav, that they will be alone in isolation in Eretz Yisrael. Echshav, Yibadin Meshavim, they'll be isolated, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ir Rabasi Amar, Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shai Masiyim, they used to marry off Ketana L'Gadol, a young girl to an older man, U'gdayil L'Katan, K'day She'olam Bar Harbe. If both members of the couple are old or young, or very old, they're not going to have children. So they purposely set up matches that could create a lot of children. Ha'isa Kalmona, Amar Yudam Rav, Kalmona, V'lay Almona Mamish. Klai Yisrael is considered like an Almona, but not like a complete Almona. Ke'isha Shaholach Baal al-Medina Sayyam, V'dat Dalach Salam. So Mepharshim actually say, Tup Shotim in this Pasuk. Some say that it's not such a bad oynish. That it's they like an almana, but not a complete almana. They're still married. And the halacha is, as long as you're married, even if your husband is not with you, he has a halachic obligation to support you. Others say that it's a bigger curse. The curse here is that the husband, if a woman's husband passes away or divorces her, she has the ability to get remarried. But if the husband goes away, she's an aguna. That is even a bigger klala. Rabasi bagoyim sarasi b'medinas, Amar Rava Amar B'yochan, come makam shen holchem, wherever the Jews go, a tremendous Gemara, Nasa Sarma the name, they end up being on the top. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Mas b'shnei b'nei odom sh'nishbu b'har ha-Karmel. There were two Jewish people that were kidnapped in Har ha-Karmel, v'yishavoy mahal ha-chachreim. Their captor was walking behind them. Amalei echmehem l'chaveru. So one of them said to the other, he overhears them speaking. He says, Gomosh ha-melechus l'faneinu, the camel that's going before us, suma ba'achs meinel, is blind in one eye, v'tu'unish deinoidus, it's carrying two barrels, achas, one is shalyayin, has wine in it, v'achas shalshemen, and one has olive oil in it. Furthermore, v'shnei b'nei adam ha-manhigan, I saw the two people that are leading these camels, echa yisro v'echa nachri, one's a yisro and one's a nachri. Amram shabai. So the captor said to them, Am kshei oirif, you strong-willed people, ma'ayin atam yoidim. So Masha asks, what does it have to be the fact that they're strong-willed with them knowing this? So he says a tremendous pshat. He says, Klal Yisrael has suffered so much tzoros. How is Klal Yisrael able to survive? Because we're Am kshei oirif, we're strong people. With all the tzoros that we've gone through, we know how to remain strong. And our strength is what keeps us going during the most difficult times. So he asked him, how do you know? A gomel eats from the grass in front of it. However, what it doesn't see, it can't eat. And therefore, we saw it eating from one side and not from the other side. It must be because it's blind on the other side. Furthermore, they told him, that we said it's carrying two barrels. One of oil and one of wine. How are we able to tell? Wine, when it drips on the ground, gets absorbed by the ground. Oil floats on top of the ground. How do we know? Because Nachri nifla derech. If a guy needs to relieve himself, he does it right on the road. Yisrael nifnil etzadim. And a Yisrael does it on the side of the road. And it's interesting. Rashi continues that there was a long story past this. They told him, you should know you are not your mother's husband's son. You're the son of the king's butler. And he went to his mother and said, tell me the truth or I'll kill you. He says, yes. What happened was my husband left the room on the night of our wedding, and during that time, the king's butler came and had relations with me, and you were born from that union. Then they told her, the lamb meat you're eating has a taste of dog in it. And again, he challenged his mother, and the mother said, yes, the lamb didn't have from which to nurse, so it nursed from a dog. Then they said to him, the wine you drink has the taste of a mace, of a corpse in it. And again, he challenged his mother, and his mother said, yes, the vine from which the grapes came were going over the grave of your father. So when he saw their chachma, Radav Achreim, Matzuk Devreim, Bav and Nashim al Roshim, he comes and kisses them on the head, Vavim Labeisa, he brings them home, Vaslam Suk Gedoyle, and he makes a huge banquet, Vayimarak Lufneim, and he danced in front of them, and he said, Vomar Baruch Shabach Bezarish Lavrom, Vinasan become makam shen holchem, wherever they go, nasim sarim ladineim, they become the upper class, patru v'holchem l'beiseim l'shalom, and they went home in peace. First, say, why did he specifically mention Avram Avinu? Pashp shad is because Avram Avinu is where it all began. The Medrash says that Avram Avinu was a stranger where he lived, but everybody realized how much greater he was than they, and therefore they made him king. And this is the exact same lesson of Al Gemara, that these people were recognized for their greatness. The Farshim make an interesting comment. Here, what bracha did he make? The bracha he made was, Baruch v'noslam mechachmasai. The Gemara mesech the brachas. says there are two different brachas to be made. If you see a Chacham Yisrael, say Shecholot Michachmosoi Liyreyov. When you see a Chacham from the Umas Olam, say Shenosim Michachmosoi. So the question is, here he saw a Chacham from Klal Yisrael, so he didn't make the right, he didn't say the right bracha. So the Pashto Pshat is the guy didn't learn Masech the brachas. But the Mefarshim say, Lahalocha, that even though the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says that a different nusach of bracha is said by Yisrael and Anachri, that the bracha that you say by Yisrael is only when you see a Yisrael who's a chacham b'tayra. So then you say shecholok michachmasa liyreyof, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Tayra, estakel b'raisa ubara alma. So then you say shecholok michachmasa liyreyof, that's the chacham which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. But here, he didn't see by these Jews Chochmas HaTayra. So then the bracha that you make on a Jew is the same bracha that you make on an Akum when he's a Chocham, but not on a Chocham and Chochmas HaTayra. But I saw a very interesting vart from Rav Hutner, very powerful vart. We're not knowing to make this bracha anyway. But Rav Hutner says a very interesting point in Pacha Yitzchak and Chanukah. He says that when you see a Jew who's a Chacham, you have to make the bracha Shechol Mechachmas on the Reyav. The only time you make a bracha by a Jewish Chacham is a Jew who's a Chacham and Chacham Satayra. If you see a Jew who's a Chacham and not a Chacham Satayra, you shouldn't make any bracha. And by a Goy, it's just the opposite. You only make a bracha by a Goy when he's a Chacham and Chacham that's not Chacham Satayra. Because a Jew's Chacham is supposed to be in Tayra, and an Akam's Chacham is supposed to be Chacham and not in Tayra. Continues the Gemara. Bacha Sifka Belayla, we continue working with Eicha. Bacha Sifka Belayla, Shtei Bechiyas Alalu Lama. Why is there a double Lashon? Am Rabbi Yochanan. Echa HaMikdash Rishon, Vecha HaMikdash Shaini. For the two Batei Mikdash that were destroyed. So the Mefarshim explain. The two Batei Mikdash, I saw a tremendous word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really the second base of Mikdash, was destroyed as a continuation of the first base of Mikdash. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilt the second base of Mikdash, because he knew that after the second base of Mikdash, as unfortunately we only know, there's going to be a very long galus. And the time of the second base of Mikdash was there to be a time to prepare, that's when Torah Shebal Peh was written, to be a preparation for us to live through the galus. Balayla, Alis Galayla. It all started with this Galayla. Shanem V'tisa Kal Eda, when the Meraglin came back, V'yitna was Kailan V'yifka Om Balayla Hu. Om Rav Om Rav Yochanan. This event took place in Tisha B'Av. You had no reason to cry. There was nothing wrong with Eretz Yisrael. So the Yitav Lev explains as follows. He says, Klal Yisrael cried that night. And because Klal Yisrael died that night, they were decreed that they would all die in the Midbar. They would all die in the Midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to be buried in the Midbar, because otherwise they would never have Tchiyas HaMeisim. If that wouldn't have happened, Moshe Rabbeinu would have led us into Eretz Yisrael, and we know the Gemara says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have led us into Eretz Yisrael, there would have never been a Churban. So all came about because of that Tchiyah. Dav Acha, Balayla, Shekol HaBoicha Balayla, whoever cries at night, Kol HaNishma, it's more, since it's quiet at night, you could hear the crying. Dav Acha Balayla, Shekol HaBoicha Balayla, the entire universe cries along. It's easier to hear the crying. And says the Gemara, there was a woman who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Gamliel. Her child passed away. And every night she would cry. Rav Gamliel would hear her crying. And he cried. Farshim say, once he heard her crying, he remembered the Churban, and he started crying. Until his eyelids fell out, the Talmidav realized that this was a real issue, and they asked her to move. In fact, they saw a very interesting shaila that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses. So, halach l'maaseh shaila. He says, what happens if somebody has a neighbor who lives in his house that has a baby who cries all night? Could the neighbors ask the neighbor, this is impossible, that we can't have you here with your baby crying all night? So he quotes the Chazon Ish, who the Chazon Ish says that anything that is within what we would consider normal behavior, even though it's difficult to have a baby crying, we can't make any demands. In fact, the Chazon Ish, he says there that, let's say somebody has a baby who keeps on crying. And the doctor says, you know what, you've got to let him cry. Because if you're not going to let him cry, he's just going to continue getting into this habit forever. The neighbors can't have a claim. However, he does say, and it's really borne out in this Gemara, that if it's excessive and out of the ordinary, the neighbors have a legitimate claim. Continues the Gemara with the Masa Alechya, Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Yishe Shabaycha Baal Nu'era, like a woman who dies on a husband who passed away. Shenemar, Elai Kibsulach Agerisak, Abal Nu'era. Hayut Soler L'Rosh, the Gemara says Hayut Soler L'Rosh, Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ameitz L'Yisrael, whoever is the one that causes Tzoros to Klai Yisrael, Nas L'Rosh. Shenemar, K'loi Morof L'Hashem Mutzuk Loi, Kei Sarishin, Hekel Artus Vulun, Vatsu Naftali, Vachrin Hikbid Derech Hayom over Higdil Hayad and Golagoy. So first explain why Kalamates Yisrael Nasarosh. So a number of pshatim. One pshat is that Klai Yisrael should not fall into the hands of low people. It's in respect, it's not respectful. Another pshat that many Mefarshim suggest is that Klai Yisrael, that Lev Melochim Vesorim B'yad Hashem, kings don't have the same bechira as everyone else. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be able to control those individuals. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them the people that make tzoros for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler in the Michtam Eliyahu says, that's all part of the Nisoyan of Golus. That we don't understand why we specifically are picked on, but if, and that part of the Nisoyan is that the whole world is busy with Klal Yisrael, as we see. That's part of the Nisoyan of Golus. There's a interesting vart, it's not Pash Pshat, the Pidrush, for Ramei Shapiro on this Gemara. Kolametz Yisrael Nas L'Rosh. He says, Kolametz Yisrael, there's going to be a day where Kolametz, everything that the whole world is fighting over, will be Klal Yisrael. The entire Middle East will belong to Klal Yisrael. You know why? Nas L'Rosh. Because we were the ones that said Nas V'Nishma, that will be our schar. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ametz Yisrael Eina Oyif. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them the strength to go further. Lei Aleichem Kol Oyvei Derech. Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mikam LeKublona Min HaTaira. That means if somebody is in pain, he's allowed to say something. Two pshatim why. One is to say that I'm in pain and I say Lei Aleichem, you shouldn't have the same. Another pshat is that if somebody has a tsar, he should tell other people because they'll be mispal for him and hopefully their tefillahs will help him get out of it. Kolay v'derech, Amram Amrav, Sunni k'ovri al-das. Klal Yisrael were treated like people who violated what they're supposed to. The ilab istoim k'siv, the shim himta al-stoim. The ilab yushlaim k'siv, mimorim sholach esh b'atzmoisai v'yiridena. The k'siv, v'yigdal avoyim bas ami mechatas sedoim. Klal Yisrael was treated even worse with Sodom. Ask the Gemara v'chimas p'tanim yesh b'dover. Is why? Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mida yiseir hois b'shalayim. Shlo hois b'sodom. Shalayim had a different thing than Sodom. Deal b'sodom k'siv. Hine zeho yavoyin Sodom achoyscha. Goyim. Sevat lechem. You had plenty of food. V'yad erni ve'evin lechzik. As we know, Sodom was known for their lack of doing charity. So Mefarshim asks, where does it say that stoim a goyim? Where does it say that you're mechuyif to do tzedakah? That a goy is mechuyif to give tzedakah? So I saw a very powerful answer. You know, the Torah doesn't teach us about midas. There are no mitzvahs in the Torah about how you're supposed to behave. Because it doesn't have to say. It's obvious. There are cheretz kadm l'Torah. The Torah doesn't have to tell a goy to give tzedakah. You have to give tzedakah. And if stoim didn't give tzedakah, they deserve punishment. V'ilu Rishlayim, regarding Rishlayim siv, Yidei Noshim Rechmonius Bishli Yaldeyim. We were in such a terrible strait that they had to eat their children, but they shared it. Another pshat that I saw is that when somebody, even in the worst times in Yerushalayim, if somebody lost a child, they would bring Sudas Havra to their neighbors. Sila Kala Birei Hashem B'kirbei Ka'odom Sh'ayim L'chaver Nifslam Adbeyazu. This, that just like a coin goes out of circulation, Klai Yisrael was in Tzoros. Patzalai P.M. We look in Eicha, besides in the first parak, when it's going in alabeis, the pay comes before ayin. But we know in the alabeis, the ayin comes before pay. Says the Gemara, b'shvil meraglim sh'amu p'yem ha'shlera v'ineyem. So why don't we have it in the first perek? So Mefarshim said, because otherwise we may make the mistake that pay belongs before the ayin. So the first perek has it in the right order, ayin before pay. And then we have pay before ayin. Oichli ami oichli lechem Hashem lekaru. Amar Rav Aram Yochanan. Kol oichli melachem shel Yisrael. Whoever eats Klai Yisrael's bread, toim tam lechem. That's the true taste of good bread. The ena oichli melachem, ena toim lechem, doesn't know what good bread is. Hashem lekaru. Rav Amar Eilad Yonim. Because the Yonim didn't act properly. The shol mulama Eilad Milano Tanikas. Because the teachers, the Rabbeim, the Yeshivas, didn't do their job properly, didn't educate the children as they were supposed to, that's from where the tzaras came.